There's this image, if you hear about the Vikings and their conquests, their battles, those who prevail in victory, those who are slain among their number. There's this image of their meals. They're all there. They're all gathered at the same table, feasting, doing homage to fallen comrades. And something that's overshadowing those kinds of meals, those kinds of celebrations, there's this air of violence and death that is brought to the table. Our own passage today was filled with violence, right? Cutting off body parts, plucking out eyes, being cast into hell and burning. And as we look at the world around us, not just Viking world, the world around us today, the world is itself still filled with violence, the actual crimes of violence, hatred in people's hearts, hatred in the things that people say about one another, increasingly fractured and partisan sides where people hate one another. Could it be that violence is just part of reality? Well, this table, the Lord's table, this supper, it also is a table of death and violence. Men hated Jesus Christ, and so they did violence to him. They whipped him. They nailed him to a cross, his body nailed to the tree. They shed his blood because they hated him. They put him to death on the cross where he bled until he died. And so we learn that at this table, with this death and violence, death and violence were necessary in order to obtain life and peace for those he would save. The Christian faith that we hold has at the center of it, at the very center of it, this act of death and violence, the cutting off of Jesus Christ from the land of the living. He offered himself up in love to be given over to death and violence so that we would not have to suffer the violence and the death, the wrath that we deserved for our sins. Now, this week, we recognize a day called Christmas. Pull it apart, you have Christmas, the Christ Mass. The entrance into the world of the baby who was going to die. Mary knew about that as she held that baby in her arms. She was told a sword would pierce her soul because he was going to be pierced. This baby was going to die. And from the day that he was born, she knew he was born to die. That is what we are remembering in part in this supper. The bread in this supper represents the body of that baby who became a man, the man Jesus. He was God and man. And the body of the man would be whipped, wounded as a substitute for all of you who believe in him. And the wine represents the blood of this baby who would be the man who was slain. The life would be in his blood, and the blood would be spilled to the point that there would be no life in him, not in the body. He would truly die. Why do we do this every week? Why does there have to be a death, a violent death, at the center of our faith, of our walk? Well, we do it because Jesus tells us to do it. He wants us to remember him in this way. He wants his death remembered. It's necessary in order for us to live right. It's necessary for us to remember that we are purchased and that our lives are not our own, but we do now have life because of a death.